As a business person, it's one thing to know the government spends a few $100 billion a year on goods and services. It's a lot harder to capitalize on the opportunities. Cameron Luthy speaks today about which agencies are buying and what they need. He's a senior budget analyst for Bloomberg Government, and he's standing by with Tom there at the Coalition for Government Procurement Spring Training Conference. Tom?
Thank you, Emily. And Cameron, good to have you on this morning.
Fantastic to be with you again.
All right, so give us the big procurement picture. How does the big number compare from 2013 to 2014 and what we know so far of 2015?
Well, I think the first takeaway is that for the first quarter of 2014, government procurement obligations down 32%. Now, that sounds scary when you first look at it, but there are some mitigating factors you have to bring into play. First is we had a government shutdown at the beginning of 17 days. Government wasn't doing anything at the beginning of 2014.
Right.
The second is in 2013, parts of the government were behaving prudently in anticipation of sequester, and the biggest part of the government, the Defense Department, was under orders to spend as if sequester wouldn't happen.
They didn't want to get into an anti-deficiency situation should the money not have been restored.
And so they spent like crazy in the first quarter at DOD, and then when they found out sequester was actually going to happen, they put the brakes on in Q2. So it's hard. It's like an apples and oranges comparison. So, yes, it's down 32%, but budgets aren't down 32%. So that doesn't necessarily mean the rest of the year is going to be bad. In fact, I think the rest of the year is going to be pretty good.
All right. So if you look at the historical, you know, without that anomaly there, that dip in 2013, it was, you know, $500 billion. But that included the contingency spending, the Iraq and Afghanistan. Iraq's over. Afghanistan is about to end. So equalizing for all that, is the opportunity about where it was at historical levels?
So for the civilian agencies, I think it's going to end up pretty close to where it was, say, in 2012.
Okay.
So it's the Defense Department where the change is going to be felt. And with DOD, it does matter. The contingency spending is coming down. It will continue to come down. And the type of spending is changing. So a lot of money is being spent in logistics support, packing stuff up, demilitarizing stuff, shipping stuff home, supporting the contractors who are out there doing that kind of work at the forward operating bases and so on.
So from a contractor perspective, then, does that tail off or the spending that's required to accomplish the removal from Afghanistan, does that come off contingency and become part of the regular DOD budget? And so where do you find that opportunity now that the war is officially going to be over?
Well,
I
think the key is the negotiations between the United States government and the Afghans. And they just had an election. It looks like they're going into a runoff. There will be a continuing negotiation about what the post-combat presence of the U.S. and other forces will be in Afghanistan. It'll be much smaller. But that the logistics support contracting is actually a lagging indicator. There's a lot of work still to be done.
Okay, so some good opportunities. We're speaking with Cameron Luthy, senior budget analyst for Bloomberg Government. Let's talk about the civilian side of things. Again, going into 2014 and what we know of 2015, there is some constraints there that we hear about. But if you look at the president's request anyhow, it's not so bad.
Well, if you think about the deal that was cut between Ryan and Murray on total spending on the discretionary side, it's pretty flat, 14, 15, about the same. The president's budget asked for additional money on top of that, the Opportunity Growth and Security Initiative. That doesn't look like it's got much chance of getting approved. So, you know, budgets will be flat. The question is, how will they be spent? Where will there be the most opportunities? And looking at civilian agencies right now, obviously there's some external events that are driving some of the spending. HHS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, spending is up, obviously implementing Affordable Care Act. There's increased pockets of increased spending at places like NOAA. Other places where there's additional spending include the Patent and Trade Office, State Department, and some of the other international agencies. Spending is up. So you have to know your client.
And where do you expect that spending to go through in terms of vehicles? Will they be open, full and open from these agencies? Will they use some of the GSA GWACs? I mean, what do you see there?
So I think anybody in the contracting community knows the trend has been towards increased competition and fierce at that, increased use of multiple award contracts, the MACs. The government really likes that, where you compete for the task order level. Mm-hmm. That's the trend, and that's the way things are going. The GSA schedules are also being heavily used.
Oh, well, okay. That's sort of a return to the future, back to the future
yes.
type of situation. And so if, again, from the contractor perspective, what should they be doing in the next year to get the share of this kind of flattish pie spotty throughout the government?
So first off, you have to pay attention to the budget. Who's up, who's down? Second, you have to look at personnel, federal personnel, right? Because a lot of these agencies were under hiring freezes. They had furloughs last year. They've had vacancies. So just because they have more money or the same amount of money doesn't mean it all goes to contractors. Some of them may go to filling those vacancies. So that's something contractors need to watch very closely. Third thing is we talked about competition. You better have your ducks in a row. You need to shape the opportunities before they come out. If you wait for the RFP, you're too late. And the fourth thing is expect in Q4 the traditional uptick in procurement actions by the government. Well, there'll be a spending spree at the end of the year.
So it'll still look like the landscape everybody grew up traversing, in other words. And I wanted to get back to that point about the early work with agencies. Still a good idea to be in the agency, that business development mode, way before they even think about an RFP, just kind of knowing what their general trends are so that contractors can shape that RFP when it eventually comes out.
Right. And so looking at the requirements, looking at, for example, in the IT arena, looking at the Exhibit 53s, the Exhibit 300s, what are the priorities? What is IRS doing to improve the IT systems there? You know, big spender on IT. What's going on at VA with medical records on the health side at VA, where demand is going to be up, the population is going to be up, and their budget is going to be robust? Those are the kinds of things that I think people need to do their homework.
Has there been any increase or any improvement in the ability to find the Exhibit 53s agency by agency? Because that's always been kind of a bear.
Yeah, well, the eGov office, I think, has done a great job of putting them up, and there are companies like mine, Bloomberg Government, who spend a fair amount of time slicing and dicing them to try and make it more accessible for the business developer side. You know, that's the problem with data. It has to be able to tell a story.
Yeah, wisdom is harder to find than data, I guess.
Yeah. You know, in the Intel community, I mean, data analytics is another growth area across the government. You know, the Intel community used to say you had to connect the dots, and people still use that metaphor. The truth is they got so many dots they can't figure out the pattern.
All right, we'll leave it there. Cameron Luthy is Senior Budget Analyst for Bloomberg Government. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
And reporting live from the Coalition for Government Procurement Spring Training Conference in Fairfax, Tom Temin, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Emily?
Thanks, Tom. And we're going to post this interview along with all of our conference coverage. You can find that at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive a bit later on.